All the bills got strong bipartisan support in the Assembly. The proposals address everything from training cops and how to deal with the mentally ill to getting psychiatric services in underserved areas of the state. Democratic Representative Sandy Pasch of Shorewood was vice chair of the Speaker's Task Force on Mental Health. Its recommendations were included in many of the bills.
The way our mental health system has been run is we ignore and then it's the equivalent of intensive care. We do nothing in between. And so many of these bills are offering in between things. We're having the CIT, the crisis respite centers. We're doing more in-home care. We're empowering counties in many, many ways.
The bills would cost about $4 million over 2 years. The Republican chair of the task force was Representative Eric Severson of Star Prairie.
I think what we showed here is it isn't just taking money and spending, but rather looking for smart ways and the best ways to really help the people of the state.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss of Rochester says the bills represent a comprehensive attempt to improve the mental health system in Wisconsin. He hopes the Senate will take up the proposals.
We have Senate authors on all the bills. They've been involved in the process as well. So I am optimistic that when they return in January, hopefully no later than February, the bills can pass and be signed into law.
Other recommendations from the Speaker's task force are expected to be taken up later. Shimei Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.